Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Carl. I'm an alcoholic. And the question I'm answering is, what did we learn about ourselves in our step four inventory? Step one is admitting that we're an alcoholic and that our lives have become unmanageable. And in my experience, the drinking is actually more of a symptom of a bigger problem. And step four is the point where we start to look at the way that we run our lives and the way that we treat other people and the way that we see the things that happen in our lives. And we try and change that perspective. And that is crucial for me because the way that I see or the way that I saw things and at times still do see things is very warped and is all twisted up in self. And so when I look at these resentments, all of the people that I'm angry with, all the things, the places, all that sort of stuff, I'm trying to work out where my perspective is warped, and part of that is to work out where I was wrong and to try and see things from a different perspective and to look at, you know, what it is underneath all of that that's making me angry about this. Because in my experience after this, I've been able to look at a situation from a different perspective, and I've been able to not get angry about things that used to drive me crazy and to be able to react calmly to situations that used to just destroy me. And this has been huge because I'm not wasting all of this energy, all of this thought on something that's actually quite insignificant. And these resentments that I used to spend days, weeks, months, sometimes even years chewing on, I can now put aside because they are truly insignificant. And when I look at them, I can see where I was wrong, but I can also see where I was afraid. And it was sort of taught to me that when I'm acting on fear, I'm wrong. And, you know, the follow-up to the resentment inventory is the fears inventory, and that allows me to take apart those fears and to see how I'm acting based on a fear and then to try and work out how I can act instead. And, I mean, sometimes there are very few differences between the action that I would take because of a fear and the actions that I would take because that's the right thing to do. But the amount of energy that I waste with that fear is just crippling. And, you know, just through these two inventories, I find myself being more efficient in my day-to-day life and being able to enjoy my life immeasurably more because I'm not dwelling on the stuff that's just insignificant and pointless. And the final part for me of the step four was to do a sex inventory, which the way that I was shown was more of a relationships inventory, how I am acting in the intense relationships within my life, because all other relationships tend to be modeled on those, and to work out, you know, where I was wrong and how I was being inconsiderate, how I was being dishonest, and to try and change how I act in those intense relationships and to form an ideal of what all relationships should try and live up to. And then following that is to try and live by that, which is an exercise in progress, not perfection. Thank you for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.